The Eastern Panhandle of West Virginia is well known for its American Civil War history, especially in Harper's Ferry, Jefferson County. Harper's Ferry was the site of John Brown's raid, the Battle of Harper's Ferry, and the town changed hands from Union to Confederate at least a dozen times. Harper's Ferry saw so much destruction during the war that many now say it's a town home to ghosts and hauntings. We went on a ghost tour there, and we bring you this snapshot. Up a series of steep stone steps, and just beyond a screeching gate, is the entrance to the historic St. Peter's Roman Catholic Church in Harper's Ferry. Built in 1833, it still holds Mass on Sunday and is open for special occasions like Christmas. But at night, and year-round, its courtyard is the meeting place for the ghost tours of Harper's Ferry, said to be the oldest ghost tour in America at nearly 50 years old. On this night, about 50 people have gathered to attend the two-hour tour. There are parents with young children, older couples, and a handful of teenagers. A lot are here from out of town, like Melanie Ray from Baltimore. She says she and her boyfriend were visiting the area and looking for something to do.
I love anything that has anything to do with history, and Harper's Ferry has a lot of, especially, pretty bad history, a lot of bad things happened.
That history is what makes Harper's Ferry a pretty cool backdrop for spooky tales. And tourists like Melanie are intrigued by that. Not everyone believes in the stories, but some do.
All right, let's gather around. We're going to get started.
Sitting in front of the doors of the historic church is Rick Garland. Rick is a local historian and our tour guide for the evening. He took over the ghost tours of Harper's Ferry 10 years ago. During the day, Rick runs a four-hour historical tour in Harper's Ferry, but at night, he's here, telling tales of hauntings.
Anybody bring a camera? Might be looking to take a picture of a ghost tonight.
Rick is dressed in Civil War-era clothing and has a 19th-century lantern he carries to guide the group. The ghost tours of Harper's Ferry was originally run by a woman named Shirley Daugherty, who started the tour in 1970. She has since passed away. Rick continues Shirley's legacy because her family asked him to and because he loves history. Rick also believes in ghosts, but he has a sense of humor about it.
Is there anybody here who does not believe in ghosts? Let's see those hands. What are you doing here? No, I'm like, I'm going to grab my lantern and my coat. We're going to head out through the side gate.
With his lantern in hand, Rick takes us around the town, highlighting spots that are known for ghostly sightings. He encourages folks to take photos just in case they might catch something paranormal. At one point, we end up at a three-story stone and brick building, which is now a museum dedicated to the Civil War. Here, Rick describes how in the 1980s, a man and his three children moved into an apartment. But every night, the father heard a crying baby in his bedroom.
A few minutes later, the crying sound started up for a third time. It was louder this time. He's getting very fed up with this, so now he says louder, "I told you you have to shut up." And he said, "The moment I got that out of my mouth, he saw something flash across his bedroom."
But when the father goes to check it out, there's nothing there. Later, the crying starts again, but this time, when the father yells, there's a crashing sound, almost like an explosion of bricks. Rick describes a possible explanation for the haunting. Apparently, a diary was discovered, written by a little girl named Anne, who lived in this building during the Battle of Harper's Ferry in 1862.
Anne continues to write, "When the Confederates are bombing our town, there's a woman upstairs in his house on the top floor with a newborn baby, a little infant in her arms, rocking the baby back and forth."
Rick says the diary entry describes how a cannonball smashed into the house, killing the baby and severely injuring the mother. The crowd is silent. A lot of the ghost stories Rick tells are connected in some way to the Civil War. Yeah. By the end of the tour, many who came out chat with Rick, ask questions, and share photos of what they captured, including one woman, Cindy Rhodes, from Charlotte, North Carolina.
So that might be what they call a vortex. A bright light.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that is wild. That's weird. I've never seen anything quite like that before.
Cindy tells me that she and her husband travel all over the country to check out ghost tours like this one. The history, for them, is the biggest draw.
And that's what they're more fun for, there's a ghost here and there, but they're more fun for the history, I think.
And for some who come out to these tours, like Brandon Schaefer of Baltimore, They like to be scared and to run into something spooky.
I like the haunting stuff, and I always hope to see a ghost, so that's mainly why we came out here.
Being a tour guide is Rick Garland's full-time job. And though he does other historical tours, the ghost tour for him is his favorite.
It's great to see how this affects other people. So if you can entertain them, whether it's with the history part of it or with the ghost tour part of it or the spookies part of it or a joke, the fact is that they want to be entertained. They came out to be entertained. And if you can do that for them, they feel good. You feel good. Everybody has a good time.
Whether you believe in ghosts or not, ghost tours like these allow you to imagine, ponder, and wonder. Especially this time of year, as we approach Halloween, we all seem a little more sensitive to spooky things and to the curiosity of the unknown. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Liz McCormick in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia.